Hey guys, it's Cinnamon and I'm back with another episode of Sweet Tea, Southern Mama Doing Autism from A to Z. Haven't recorded a podcast in a while. You know, life's been busy. We started back to school and we've had quite a bit of things going on, and so I just haven't had the opportunity. And I'm also working on a couple other projects that have just kind of taken me away from being able to record as often and as frequently as I would like. But for tonight, I wanted to, well, it's the middle of the night here. I wanted to come on and I wanted to record this podcast because, like I do every night before I go to bed, I check my social media. And so tonight I got on Facebook and I was scrolling through, like, you know, my main feed. And I came upon a group that we're a part of, and that group is called Tiny Superheroes. And we've been a part of that group for about 3 years. And it's a group dedicated to children that are living with, you know, special health care needs, that, you know, medically complex, and, you know, children like Cortland who have autism. And it's just a place to celebrate them and, you know, to just showcase them and to be supportive to one another, you know, when the children are going through things, and to be there for the parents and support, you know, when things are going tough, or just to let people know that, hey, we've reached yet another milestone, and, you know, just to be celebrated and everyone is celebrated. Well, apparently today, a mom posted, a mom created a post that was dedicated to tiny superheroes that were POC, people of color, or let's just say Black. And she created this thread to showcase those babies during Black History, those babies and those children during Black History Month. You know, she just wanted to, like, celebrate them. And she's within her right to celebrate them and want to do that. Well, some other parents got really offended by it, and they started creating these other posts. And almost 1,000 comments later, I am just appalled at the evilness that I am reading from some of these people in this group who have shared countless stories about their children and what their children have gone through, and the challenges that they have faced within society, and they have sought out support. And I am appalled at this, because these very same people that sought this support are non-people of color. But I have seen Black mothers send prayers, say that they support them and everything. But when someone wants to celebrate our children and they want to say Black Lives Matter, let's celebrate these beautiful Black babies because it's Black History Month, these same non-mothers of color are the ones that are commenting and telling these Black mothers that their children aren't special, that their lives don't matter more than other people's lives, that Black History Month is a joke, Black people don't need to be celebrated. I am hurt. To say that is an understatement of the pain that I feel right now. Because we already live in a world where we face challenges on a day-to-day basis. Our children face challenges when it comes to the neurotypical community They face challenges based on their diagnosis and all the obstacles they will ever have to overcome in life. And you find these groups and you go within this community and you think that the support that you give to someone and their child is going to be reciprocated, only to have it thrown in your face that these people don't think that your child matters at all. That hurts. That hurts like hell. I am my child's voice. I will always be his voice. And I will never stand by and allow someone to hurt him or to hurt any other child of color that is living with a special healthcare need, that is living with autism, that is living with Down syndrome, that is living with cerebral palsy. I will not stand by and allow that to happen. I will not be silenced, ever. It is bad enough that we go through the challenges that we go through on a daily basis, but when you think that you have built a rapport with people, and then the ugliness just rears its head, and you sit back and you just wonder, did I do my child a disservice by bringing him into this world? Because the people that you think are going to have your back, they don't have it. They don't have it. And it's sad. It's really sad that something so beautiful has been tainted by something so ugly. How do we raise our children in a society like this? How do we protect them from the evil individuals that I came upon tonight? So many times I started to comment on these posts, and I get out the first couple sentences, and then something would say, you know, hey, Cinnamon, you know, backspace, backspace, backspace. So I backspace, and I didn't post the comments because I don't know if my post would have come completely out of anger and how they would have been taken. I don't want to hurt people. I want to help people. I want to educate people. I want people to see that we can't go on living like this. We're supposed to be a community of support. But at this point in this journey that we're on, if I can't go within my community that deals with the same things that we deal with, then where can I go? This one hurts like hell. And I may not be making a lot of sense to anyone at this point, but what I have experienced tonight, I am glad my child is not old enough to understand or old enough to really experience that, because I don't know what I would do or how I would make him see. How do I teach him about the evil in the world? How do I teach him that he matters? despite his disability, despite the color of his skin. How do I do it? How do I do that when people within the community that is the same says he doesn't matter, that he's not special? That's what hurts the most. Celebrate his uniqueness. Celebrate his heritage as you expect me to celebrate yours. Respect where he comes from. Respect our fight. Respect our struggle. Respect the fact that we're all in this together, whether we want to be or not. Respect that everything that we're saying is real. It is not fake. We didn't create these problems for ourselves. This was the hand that we were dealt, and this is what we're doing with it, is we're trying to make it better. The other thing that broke my heart was there was another mom, and you can tell she's a young girl. God bless her soul. She made a post that said, "White Lives Matter. Where are all my white babies at?" And the way that post blew up, there were some that agree with her, and there were some that were trying to educate her and that disagree with her. But the one thing that stood out to me the most was someone made a comment to her, and she commented back to them, "Don't make me use the N-word on you. Please help me understand why they are so bold. I don't get it." Her child will have the same fight that my child will have in life because they live with different abilities. I wonder if someone told her that her child's diagnosis was not real, how would she take that? Or that her struggle or her challenges weren't real, how would she take that? Or that she shouldn't celebrate her child because they don't believe in that. I wonder how that would make her feel. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But it's upsetting to me that in 2021, with all that's going on in this world, that we are still faced with the stupidity of so many individuals. It breaks my heart. And I love being a part of the group because they do all these special things every month, not just for the kiddos that live, that have special healthcare needs or different abilities, but they do stuff for like their siblings. Like, they call them sidekicks, and they get to do these missions every month, and they get to earn these patches, and they get to wear a cape because they're tiny superheroes, because they battle challenges all day, every day. They fight, and they fight like hell. But what difference does it make when people within your same circle, within your same community, feel like your child shouldn't be celebrated because it's something that they don't believe in because of the color of their skin? Or they feel like your child's heritage doesn't matter because they don't believe in it?
who wants to be a part of that? I don't, and I don't want my child a part of it. So as of tonight, Cortland is no longer a part of the Tiny Superhero Squad. It's time for us to go. It's simply time for us to go. I don't want to be associated with people like that. And the fact that this post has gotten to over close to 1,000 comments within, it hadn't even been up, like, the recent post hasn't even been up for like 30 minutes before I came on and started recording. And that post alone was already at 700 and something comments. The other post was at almost like 1,000 comments. And it's odd to me that when you report stuff to Facebook like this, they come back and say that it doesn't go against their community standards. Is that because a white person posted it? But if someone posted it and it was a person of color, then they would take it down and they would suspend their account. This is the world that we are living in. And it's horrible. And it's flipping horrible that we have to go through this on a daily basis. And that we have to bring our children up in this world like this. We struggle enough with their diagnosis and their therapies and fighting for services and being a voice, but to be silenced by people within the community that you know that you are supposed to have support from, it hurts like hell. I can't even get all my thoughts out in this podcast, so I'm going to take it to my blog. And I'm going to write about it. Because right now I am angry. I am so angry. But at the end of the day, this is what I'm going to do. Despite the way they feel, it's not going to stop me from, one, fighting for my child and being his voice. But when I take on projects and I step into the arena, I'm a voice for all. I fight for everyone. I can't allow another person's ignorance to hinder me from doing what I was called to do. But I know I don't want to be a part of that group anymore. I sincerely don't want to be a part of it anymore. I don't even care about it anymore. It hurts. It literally tore a hole inside of me. What if my child had been reading that stuff? How do we fix it? How do we fix it? How do we love one another? I mean, how?